Amen. And Father God, we thank you even now for this day, because we know that this is the day that you have made, Father God, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we declare that this week is going to be a week of provision, Father God. We decree and declare that this week will be a week, Father God, of divine favor, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare, Father God, that we are prosperous. We decree and declare, Father God, that you will cover, Father God, your people, Father God. We thank you even now for favor, even concerning legal matters. We thank you, Father God, even now that this week will be a week that pantries shall not lack anything, Father God. We thank you and we decree and declare, Father God, a divine hedge of protection even around your people, Father God, as they travel, as they're in their comings and in their goings, Father God. We thank you even now. We decree and declare that this week will be a week of divine promotions, Father God. We decree and declare that this week will be a week of escalation, Father God, in our lives, Father God, in increase and elevation. Father God, we thank you even now for this day, for doing a new thing, Father God, even in our hearts and in our minds and in the hearts and minds of our family members and in the hearts and minds of the body of Christ, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that our leadership shows up this week, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that this week will be a week, Father God, where we will begin to have divine provisions, Father God. We thank you even now for the divine provisions in advance, Father God. We thank you even now for the divine healing, Father God, in advance. We decree and declare, Father God, that this week will be a week, Father God, where no hurt, harm, or danger will befall your people, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that this week that the anointing has broken the yoke. Oh, Prophetess Naomi, let's open up the prophetic line and start speaking.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Decree and declare, my God, this is the day, Lord, that you have made, and we will rejoice in the God of our salvation. We thank you, Father, for unto you, Lord, shall the gathered of the people be. And we thank you, Father, that the Lord in the midst of us is mighty. We thank you for the outpouring of your spirit. We thank you for the outpouring of your anointing. Father, it's in the anointing, my God, yokes will and shall be broken, Father. In the anointing, my God, the burden shall be lifted from every shoulder. In your anointing, Father, in you and in your presence, Lord, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. We thank you, Father, for, Lord, for your wisdom exercised in your wisdom, my God, imparted, my God. We thank you for divine impartation. We thank you for divine inspiration in our spiritual leaders, even Bishop E. Bernard John and Pastor Prophet Deborah Joe, and the leaders, my God, of the body of Christ, the fivefold ministry, Father, that you are touching. You are touching the fathers. You are touching the mothers. You're touching, my God, the children. You're touching, my God, even the grandchildren and family circles, my God. You are surrounding them, us, Lord, and the families, my God, even with your angelical host of angels. We thank you, Father, for the covering of your blood, my God. Apply in the hearts and lives of your people, over homes, over families, my God. And, Lord, we thank you for a hedge of protection, Father, over nations. We thank you, Father, for being our eternal refuge and only to everlasting answer that you cover, Lord, every airline, every transportational institution, Father, that is available, Lord, to the life of your people, my God, coming from both far and near. We thank you for traveling mercies, my God, because you are our eternal refuge and only to everlasting arms. Thank you, Father, for Lord Jesus, Father, for your impartation that will take place, even in prophecology, Father, the expansion, my God, Lord, of borders, the expansion, Lord, of the tents, the expansion, my God, that is taking place of divine exploits, my God, in the life of your people, my God. We thank you for transformation that will take place in hearts, And thank you for the mind, my God, that will be stayed upon you, Lord Jesus, and your peace being established. Thank you, for Lord, for being Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healed us. You are still our balm that's in Gilead, Father. Lord, we thank you for the healing that your word has taken place as we're going forth, even those in the hospital, those in the bed of affliction. Father, your word declare many are the affliction of the righteous, but you, the Lord, still bring divine deliverance, my God. You bring wholeness, you bring completion, and you bring perfection, even in this month, my God, of July and going forward, Father. We thank you, my God, for perfecting that which concerneth you. And Lord, all the glory and the praise we give to you, Lord, this day, as we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, be thou exalted, be thou high and lifted up, and let your glory fill the house. In Jesus' name, thanksgiving. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for another day that you have made. I thank you, God, for your mercy, because your mercy endures forever. And I am lifting up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help, because my help comes from you, God. And I thank you for being my provider. I thank you for your peace and your love that reigns in my heart. And I thank you, God, for the unity of the brethren, all of us who are on the line on tonight, God, on this morning, rather, giving you praise, honor, and glory, praying to you, God. We ask that you hear our prayers. You said where two or three are gathered together, you are in the midst, God. We know this and we thank you for it, Lord. And we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. And I thank you for each and every prophet on the line, each and every person who's listening in on the line. Bless them in a mighty way, God. Strengthen them, give them peace and prosperity. Thank you for the Master Prophet and for Prophetess Deborah, and for all who are working in the ministry, laboring, God, laboring to bring souls to Christ, God, laboring for the unity of us all, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your loving kindness and for your tender mercy, God. And I ask you to remember those who are not on the line tonight for one reason or another, that you would strengthen them and give them peace in their hearts and their minds, God, and prosper them, God. And remember those who are on the sick list, even those who might not have gotten a chance to contact the ministry with a prayer request, God. Please bless them and touch their bodies, touch their minds and their hearts, God. God, you are the balm in Gilead. You are our healer, our protector, our makeup, our love. And God, I ask you just to heal your people. And I thank you for my healing as I claim it day by day. God, I thank you. And I ask you to remember Prophetess Mascarene and her son. Let's hear his voice again on this line, God. And thank you for all the male prophets who have been on the line praying. You said men ought always to pray and not faint, and that does not discount women, but we thank you for the men also, God. Thank you for the men in our lives, and thank you for our families even. Thank you, God, for the brotherhood. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy that endures forever. And thank you, God, even for your provisions that you give us day by day. Thank you for the upcoming conference, God. Oh, let it be such a blessing to people that they just turn to you, Lord, and turn to you to worship you, and turn to you to be saved, and turn to you for their healing and for everything, because we lean not unto our own understanding, but we acknowledge you in our lives, God. And I just thank you for your blessings, and thank you for your peace. Remember your elderly people, God. And remember your children, and let them have a safe holiday. And thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, God. May the words out of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. God, I want to give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. We want to thank you, God, for expansion. We want to thank you, God, for giving us the power and the strength to move forward in what you have for us to do, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for your small, still voice that comes from you, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for keeping our enemy under our feet, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for leading us in your righteousness, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for guarding us against those corrupted words and false priorities, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for all your leaders all around the globe. Continue to bless them. Continue to encourage them. Continue to send your angels before them, oh God. Continue to give them the wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. We want to thank you, God, for all your people, God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for healing, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of our feet, oh God. And God, I decree and declare, oh God, that healing would take place at Prophecology. I decree and declare, oh God, that miracles will take place, oh God. And I decree and declare that growth would take place, spiritual growth, oh God. And God, we want to thank you and give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, God. And thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us and our family and our loved ones all around us, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Because when you arise, oh God, the enemy scatters. Thank you, oh God. In your mighty and precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, I just want to thank you and lift you up this morning, Lord. We thank you for another opportunity to gather with the saints to pray and to lift our voice into you, Father God. And we just thank you for even this last week that's been brought to a close, Father, and all the blessings that you've provided us and all of the supply that you sent our way, Father God. And Father God, we thank you in advance for an amazing week at Prophecology, Lord. We thank you in advance, Lord, for the signs, miracles, and wonders that we shall experience at Prophecology. We thank you in advance, Lord, for the new level of the prophetic, Lord. We thank you in advance for the strength that you're sending to our Archbishop, the strength that you're sending to our Master Prophet, the strength that you're sending to Pastor Deborah Jordan, the strength that you're sending to all the prophets that will be in attendance, Lord, because we know that this will be truly the next level of the prophetic, and this will be an experience that will be talked about for a lifetime, Lord. And Father God, we just thank you even for our children, Lord, and even for our family, Father God. May you continue to work mightily in the family. Father God, I just want to also thank you in advance for answering the prayers of each and every individual that's on this call, even individuals in the background joining in and listening as they lift their prayers up to you right now, Father. We thank you for sending answers. We thank you for sending answers, Lord. We thank you for all the things that you're doing mightily in our life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the midnight prayer cry. Father, we thank you for all of those who are in the call and all of those who are being touched through a family member, a friend, or a guardian on the call. Father, we thank you for your divine timing, Father, where you are so timely in your delivery of the special moments, Lord, that continue to strengthen our faith, Lord. We thank you for the strengthening of our faith in this season, Lord. We thank you for the strengthening of our walk, Father, as we know that you are faithful, Lord, and as we know, Lord, that in our mind and our hearts, Lord, that you are speaking to us, Lord. Let us find our feet moving at the same pace as your whisper, your mention, God, in our ear, Lord. Let us be faithful in this new season, Lord, where we're taking action, Lord. We're not hesitating, Lord. We bind up any spirit of fear. We bind up any spirit of hesitation. We bind up any spirit of calamity or second guessing or doubt or self-esteem issues, Father. We throw them to the wayside, Father, and we put our focus and our mindset on what it is that you have given us, Lord. And thank you for the prophetic words to continuously strengthen our faith in this season, Lord. We thank you for the environment of the prophetic here with Zoe Ministries, Lord. We thank you for Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord. We thank you for Master Prophet Ibnar Jordan. We thank you for their creation of this space, Lord, their heeding to the Word of God to create this space, Lord, and let the globalization of the prophetic continue to reign strong and continue to inch and grow out into each and every country, Father, each and every province, Father, each and every village, Father, Lord. Let them know of the prophetic, Lord. Let them know of the globalization of the prophetic in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for, Lord, families, Father, in this new season of the growing of the families, Father, young families, Lord, the fathers, the mothers, the children, Father, keep them in cooperation, Lord. Lord, give us the tools and the mentorship to find ways to overcome any arguments or any upsets, Father, Lord. Just keep us together. Keep that bond of the family strong. We thank you for the bond that is there. We thank you for the examples that are set, Lord. We thank you for the families of Zoe Ministries and the families of the Kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Next prophet, Prophet Joshua. Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you even now for this time. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to have another midnight cry, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your word says that men shall always pray, Father God, and pray continuously, Father God, continually. We thank you, Father God, for touching our leaders, Father God, and lifting up each and every leader, Father God, even in the world, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching their hearts, Father God, that they may chase after you, Father God. We want to thank you even now, Father God, for lifting up each and every spiritual leader, Father God, and I want to thank you, Father God, for lifting up all of our parents, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for lifting up all of our siblings, Father God, even our children, Father God, even the children of our siblings, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for touching their lives, Father God. I want to thank you even now, Father God, for issuing healing, Father God, even to those that are sick and shut in, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for those for being a pain alleviator, Father God, just being in that space, Father God, where you release your angels, Father God, to come and visit us, Father God, and just release healing, Father God, even over our bodies and over the bodies of our loved ones, Father God. I want to thank you even now, Father God, for peace, Father God, and issuing a peace to us that surpasses all understanding, Father. I want to thank you, Father God, for touching our elders, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for strengthening them, Father God, and strengthening their bodies, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for keeping their minds and even strengthening their minds, Father God, and adding and renewing unto them daily, Father God. I want to thank you for restoring unto them their youth. And I want to thank you for their contribution, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for the grandparents and even the guardians, Father God, even those individuals that have stood in the gap, Father God, for others, Father God. I want to lift up those individuals, Father God, even now. And I want to thank you, Father God, for even their contribution, Father God, and just being in that space of support and love, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, even now for showing and shewing your love even to each and every one of us, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for opening up each and every one of our eyes, Father God, to just see your glory, Father God, and just to taste your mercy and your goodness, Father God, that you have for us, Father God, and the plans that you have to prosper us, Father God, and plans to give us a future. I want to thank you even now, Father God, for touching marriages, Father God, and even strengthening, Father God, the union of marriage, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for strengthening individuals and their partners and their spouses, Father God. I want to thank you for keeping the households, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for strengthening young men and women, Father God, that will go out and preach the gospel, Father God, and instill in their children and instill in their youth, Father God, just to chase after you, Father God, just to be hungry and to thirst after you and thirst after your word, Father God, which you've sent before us, Father God. I want to thank you even now, Father God, for doing a new thing, Father God, even in our hearts, doing a new thing, Father God, even in our minds, Father God, giving us clarity, giving us direction, Father God, as we walk through this week, Father God. I want to thank you for a divine hedge of protection, Father God, even over our lives, Father God, as we travel, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for blessing us in our comings and in our goings and blessing us, Father God, and making us the head and not the tail and above and not below, Father God. And I want to thank you, Father God, for releasing unto us a double portion, Father God, and releasing unto us, Father God, mantles of increase. I want to be so careful to give you all the praise, glory, and honor. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen.
Amen and amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your angels, Lord God. We thank you for the angels that are always on assignment over our lives, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you would care so much for us, Lord God, that you would see us where we are, that you would meet us halfway, Lord God. And so tonight, we just lift you up. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, Lord God, for just being our Father, Lord God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy all the days of our lives, Lord. I pray specifically for traveling mercies, Lord God, on the airways and byways and roadways, Lord God. Just the angels of protection be on alert, Lord God, as we move to the place called there, Lord God, so we can hear yet another word over our lives, Lord God, that we can come into the great manifestation of your goodness, Lord God. And so we thank you for our leaders and our shepherds and all those who are making this possible, Lord God. May we meet you there. May we meet you on the way there, Lord God, and on the way back, Lord God, may we come to know that you are King of Kings, Lord God, and that you are Lord of Lords. We thank you, Lord, for the miracles and the breakthroughs and all that you're doing. Lord, give us patience and design in this season, Lord God. Lord, I pray whatever you're birthing in this season, with business and relationships and marriages, Lord God, I pray that it would just have its way, Lord God, that we would stand steadfast, Lord God, in you and see it through, see it all through, Lord God. We thank you in advance, Lord God. We praise you in advance, Lord God, for the victory. In your mighty precious name, amen and amen.
And Father God, we just thank you for another night of fellowship. We thank you for another opportunity to gather together and pray, Father God. We thank you for all of the miraculous things you are doing in our lives even now, Father God. And we thank you for the covering of protection that you have over each and every one of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Prophetess Bethany?
Yes, and Father, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come before your name in prayer even now. We thank you for every life here on the line. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you for joy, love, and we thank you for peace. Father God, give us the strength to continue your will even now. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
And Father God, we thank you for all the things you're doing in our lives, God. And I thank you, God, for the healing that you're even doing in my physical body, God. I ask that you heal every joint and every bone in the name of Jesus. Ask that you heal any ailment in any of the body of Christ, anyone that is suffering or going through any situations in their life, God, just to heal it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus I pray, amen.
And Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we move forward in this day, Father, Father, we pray, Lord, that your will, your holy, your sacred will be done. Father, we say, have your way in and through our lives. Father, let thy holy will be done. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the work that you have already started on the inside of us, knowing that you are perfecting everything that concerns us. Now, Father, I pray for every household, every individual that is represented on this call tonight, this morning, Father. Father, I pray, Lord, that you would just anoint them afresh, Father. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, that you would fulfill them and give them the desires of their heart. Lord, let them know that, Lord, that you are their good shepherd. You are their heavenly Father, and they have no need nor want for anything because you are the God that supplies all our needs, Father. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your healing. We thank you, Lord, for your strength. We thank you for your power. Father, we thank you, Lord, for turning things around for us, Father. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, for divine favor that you are pouring out upon your people right now. Father, I thank you, Lord, that even as we navigate through this day that you have made, Father, Father, I thank you, Lord, that we will be wise as serpents, but yet harmless as doves. Father, thank you right now, Lord, that as we move forward, Father, cause us to touch those that we need to touch, Father, and allow us to be a true representation of who you are and what you've done on Calvary for us. Father, we thank you, we love you, Father, and we give your name the praise. Father, we are not quitting, we are not giving up, because, Father, we know, after we have done all we know to do, we choose to stand and we choose to praise you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Prophetess Naomi. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen. I'm sorry, I apologize about that. I was talking on mute. Amen. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Deborah Jordan, our leading lady. Just want to let all the prophets know, please be mindful of the time. We would like to have Pastor Deborah up by 12:27, 12:28 a.m. to help us close out, and we want to make sure everyone is getting equal time. Just want to let everyone know that we will be back here at 9 a.m. in the morning with our Archbishop, the Master Prophet, for our Monday call. Is there any other announcement from any other company or prophet?
Yes, Prophetess Naomi, thank you so much. Want to invite the people of God to come and join us tomorrow at 12 noon or later on today at 12 noon for our Man Cave Monday. And it would be with my very own and Prophet Prentice Vanderbilt and Prophet Gregory Jackson. So come and join us tomorrow for our last show before Prophecology. Thank you.
Amen, amen. All right, want to say good night and God bless. And moderator, if you're in the background, I need you to shut down the call because my laptop just went dead. So if you can just close us out and go get right back into the rebroadcasting. Thank you. Good night, everyone. Good night.
Good night.